next week in Orlando. The Cubs jumping the gun, though. They signed right-handed pitcher Tyler Chatwood to a three-year deal worth $38 million today. The 27-year-old had a 4.69 ERA last year for Colorado over 147 innings. Another move in baseball today, D. Gordon has been traded from Miami to Seattle. The Marlins will receive three prospects back in exchange for Gordon, who will play center field for the Mariners. To football, the Bears were back at practice today. Among those who sat out, Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, and Josh Bellamy. Big NFC South implications tonight. Atlanta hosts New Orleans. Catch the game here on 670 The Score. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock. Finally, a trade in the NBA today. Philadelphia moves Jahlil Okafor, Nick Stauskas, in a second-round pick to Brooklyn for veteran forward Trevor Booker. Make Burlington Store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington style for everyone. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. If you're searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Big play. Mitchell has shown a real propensity to go to Herman Moore. Moore split, far to the right, fake to Sanders, he looks over the middle, and it's caught for the touchdown, there it is, Herman Moore, split to the right, ran a little slant, touchdown.
This is a big man, 6'3", 210 pounds, and he can really go up, good call, Dan.
Well, they went for him when they needed it on the fourth down, and here they go on the long third down, and you know what, that ball was high and behind Herman Moore, and he went back and got it.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Looking forward to a conversation with Herman Moore. Dan, he is, for me, in the hall of the very, very good. You look at his prime years, a 4 or 5 year stretch there where he was an all-pro, four-time pro bowler, playing in Detroit, you know, with the likes of Barry Sanders and a bunch of different quarterbacks. But he was that guy for me in the early 90s who was that big wide receiver that go up and get it guy. Herman Moore, looking forward to talking to him about what the NFL is for wide receivers nowadays as opposed to when he played. And, of course, the reason he is here to talk to us, the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center Bowl, because those Northern Illinois Huskies will be facing off against those Duke Blue Devils. I also got what they're going to be getting in the swag bags for those kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a tire?
Yeah. I think I'm going to give them a tire. SI.com detailed all the swag bags for every single bowl. The Quick Lane Bowl will be offering up a $175 Best Buy gift card, JBL Bluetooth headphones, a life-size Fathead decal for each participant of his likeness, all right, an OGO backpack and tag, a mini helmet, a hoodie, workout shorts, winter hat, and vintage football. So if you play in the Quick Lane Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, that's what your child will be going home with. That's right. Yeah, we've been talking about a lot of different news today. Tyler Chatwood gang came out after you today on the text line because you said he was a replacement for John Lackey. He's like, no, look at his home and road splits, you idiot.
I did. Look at his home and road split expected fielder independent pitching.
Well, you got
look at the peripherals.
Way too many, you know, advanced metric terms in there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him work and maybe coming off of Tommy John surgery. I want to say it's his second Tommy. He had one when he was like at 16 or 18.
Yeah,
they had another one later on, which is
after two, you should be all good. Chris Medlin had what, three? Isn't he the only guy that had like three? I believe Tommy John surgeries, two or three. Remember Chris Medlin, former Brave, former Kansas City Royal?
Yeah, actually, threw really like 96, good pitcher, right?
Really good pitcher, and then his arm fell off. We also talked about the Bulls. Oh, the Bulls, what they did to us last night. They blew a 17-point lead. I'm sure the lead is very happy that happened. Nineteen-four run to end the game. Chris Dunn dribbling the ball off of his head. Denzel Valentine doing face plants. It was a Bulls-like loss.
The 2-2-4 says, wouldn't that be illegal? benefits according to NCAA guidelines. No, it's bowl games.
Yeah, bowl
they're
games.
All exempt.
Yeah.
You could give the
you
guys
do whatever you want
flat screen games. TVs and hookers and whatever you want. No. It's exempt.
What bowl game would that be, Dan? The flat screen hooker bowl. What bowl game? The Camping World Bowl? You get a $400 Best Buy player shopping trip. Not just a gift card. They take you to the Best Buy and let you shop till you drop.
Why Best? Why not Camping World? Why don't you get yourself some camping gear? Maybe buy a kayak or something. If it's the Camping World, you should get Camping World stuff. It should be whatever
it is.
That's my new rule. Whatever the sponsor is, you have to get. Like if it's the Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl, you have to get a Bell Helicopter.
That'd be tough for a 21-year-old to take back to Tallahassee or wherever the hell he was.
No, it's like the Matrix, and you say, I need to know how to fly a Bell Helicopter. Okay, I got it. Sweet.
I know karate.
I know kung fu.
Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl.
You get Zaxby's. What do they have? No. Burgers?
A gift suite. And you walk in with your bag and you fill up whatever's in the gift suite. It's kind of like those award shows where they allow you to walk through a suite where there's like thousands and thousands of dollars worth
you
of
get
merchandise.
Zaxby's store credit. That's it. You get bacon cheeseburgers and whatever.
Don't start me on store credit. I got store credit
what
issues.
What does Zaxby's serve?
Chicken and fries, right?
Okay, well then you get chicken and fries.
The chicken fingers. The chicken fingers are what they're known
for.
Go
to the Orange Bowl.
You
get oranges.
That shouldn't be the payment for your season is you get
you
chicken
cotton
fingers.
Bowl, you get clothing.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
You're damn right.
You get
tots.
It just throw tater tots at you. Open your mouth, damn it.
You get tots.
You get a gift suite.
That was actually
Oakley sunglasses and Under Armour backpack.
Chris Tannehill's guy Brian Regan. He did a bit that there was a guy who made a half court shot and he won a lifetime supply of tater tots, and everyone's all excited. And he says, "I'm like, you know what? I also could get a lifetime supply of tater tots, and it would cost me $60."
I thought you didn't like it. Now all of a sudden,
incorporated into the show. No. If it's content worthy, it goes in the show.
That was a good bit. Yeah, hooray for the Poinsettia Bowl. I don't know if they even have that anymore. Do they?
I don't know, but I don't ever want to see another poinsettia because I worked at Frank's Nursery and Craft when I was 16.
They're poisonous to animals.
All these old ladies came in and instead of buying Christmas trees, they bought poinsettias, and you don't get a tip for taking a poinsettia flower out to somebody's damn car.
We should have made him pay protection money where you take the poinsettia and say, look, if you don't want this thing dumped out of the ground, you're going to give me a tip.
But that's not why you call, because Herman Moore is set to join us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Herman, do you get anything from the Quick Lane Bowl? Do you get to roam the gift suite and fill up with a goodie bag?
You know, it's interesting that you would say that, because I was just asking them about whether or not I get a swag bag. I want to get some gear.
Have you heard about what they have at the stuff we all get participation little tent that they have?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a, insight to it. I don't know if I'm allowed to kind of give out the goodies yet.
Oh, don't worry. I already did before you came on the air. Yeah, you get a $175 Best Buy gift card, some Bluetooth headphones. You need a life-size fat head in your house of you. That's what you need.
That'd be kind of cool. It might be kind of weird, though, watching me all across the place, because then I might, have a flashback. You'd be like, man, why didn't you catch that pass?
There's people around here who are excited about the Northern Illinois Huskies making it kind of a routine thing. This isn't some, they're in a bowl game. Northern Illinois is now expected to be in a bowl game, and they're taking on a name ACC program that's resurrected itself over the last few years, David Cutcliffe's Duke Blue Devils. So I guess it's worth watching, I think.
It is, and when you talk about Northern Illinois, we got one of your alums here with Kenny Golladay, and we're excited about his ability and his progress that he's made, and he's made some pretty big plays, and especially after coming off of a great preseason showcasing and then during the season. Had a little bit of an injury, but he has definitely added a different dimension to the offense. But you talk about Northern Illinois, they, 9 out of the last 10 years being in bowl games, they're not a stranger to it. So this is going to be a good matchup, and Duke finally getting in, winning their last two games to become bowl eligible. So it should be a good matchup.
Tickets are available at quicklanebowl.com. Herman, the NFL has been under a microscope seemingly for the last couple of years here. And the last week, it's been about the play, the physical nature of the play and what defenders can and can't do. Mike Mitchell goes off about, you know, having to ask a guy if he's ready to be hit. You played a completely different NFL. What's the biggest difference from what you went through to what receivers coming off the line have to go through now?
Well, right now, when I played, you couldn't be naive, thinking that you could go over the middle and it was going to be okay, and that you had this rule that was protecting you, because it wasn't one. When you run underneath, you run what's called that drag route, which you're less than 5 yards deep, and the linebacker could tee off on you if you're running underneath with your head looking back at the quarterback. You have to be. It's like boxing. You got to protect yourself at all times, yes, but you do want rules in place so guys aren't taking cheap shots and you're not hitting defenseless players that have absolutely no chance to make a play. I think when you start talking about giving the secondary the ability to separate a player from the football and making a catch, it changes a little bit. If it's way over their head and you take a shot on them, yeah, it should be a flag. But I'm more concerned about too many rule changes that will change how players prepare and play. The hesitation that can lead to even additional injuries because players are not sure about how to come up and make a play. Or, like I said before, players being naive, you get the quarterbacks maybe not as guarded now because if you come by and you touch them, they're expecting a flag. I don't care if you just touch them on the shoulder pad, you know, 2 steps late. So there are some things that we just got to make sure that we're keeping the players aware that this is a contact sport and always be conscious of the risks that are involved with that and protect yourself.
If you played your entire career under these current, if confusing, rules, which defenders, I would imagine we've got some NFC Central / NFC North type defenders, which of these linebackers that you're talking about would have been the most heavily fined and or suspended for hits on you?
Oh, wow. I think I would start with always with this guy Wayne Simmons. I don't know what he's doing these days. I don't know where he is, but I remember he was a guy I had a lot of problems with, as far as just wanting to always seek out somebody to hit for some reason. He was one of those guys. I think Romanowski was another one of those guys that, you know, he played a certain way, and it wasn't necessarily a bad way. I mean, I know he got a bad rap on some of the way he played and some of the things he did during his career. But there are certain guys you would definitely, I would think, would get heavily fined in this matchup now. And not just there, the safeties. I started thinking about how do you tell a guy like Steve Atwater or a guy like Lynch and these, you know, some of the guys, Brian Dawkins, that are out there in the secondary, you know, about being aggressive and coming up and really being those intimidators in the secondary. So that's, I think it would change the way a lot of these guys would have been perceived or played.
You look at the numbers that you put up as a Detroit Lion, and they only have been surpassed by one of the all-time greats in Calvin Johnson. But amidst all of that, the Lions didn't do a whole lot of winning, and Barry Sanders walked away early, and Calvin Johnson walked away early. And when we talk about the Bears here in this town, everybody harkens back to 85. The Lions really don't have anything to harken back to in terms of history unless you go back into the 60s and the 70s. How tough is it not only to be a member of that organization, but to play while, mired in all that ineptitude, especially that game with no guaranteed contracts and taking the beating before the rules change? How tough was it to do that week in and week out for the Lions?
It was tough, but not knowing that it would evolve into where it is now with the guaranteed salaries and players really not having the credentials or the stats that we so heavily rely on to award them these contracts or anything. You know, guys make the money that you saw with the Emmitt Smiths and Barry Sanders and your Hall of Famers as backup players now. And so that's tough to sometimes watch when you think back now about your career and what your accomplishments were and how your play may have been solid play or that all pro level play. And the compensation is not the same. So that thing, you can make that case for all the different decades or eras preceding. But I will say this. I think that right now that when you look at it, teams are paying based on potential. They pay based on protection of we may not be able to find another guy that can do this thing. And it's a whole different whole different league. It's a whole different thing. And then you talk about all the talent we had and all the people we had. It's disappointing to not have but one sole postseason victory at home to our credentials. And that's really disappointing, and it should be looked upon pretty disappointing as an organization.
All right, assess the validity of the following statement, because this is just my observation. And having, you know, I covered you. I remember talking to you pre-games, post-games, et cetera, during when the Bears games were, when you guys, Scott Mitchell was throwing to you 15 times a game, and the Bears were still playing in a soft defense for some goddamn reason I'll never know. But I think the average wide receiver today, and I'm not talking some end of roster bum, but the average, say, 1 through 4, a legitimate NFL receiver that gets playing time and could be on any roster, is better than that guy used to be 15 or 20 years ago. What is being asked of receivers now, gymnastically, what is being asked of them in space, along the sidelines, the way they practice and the kinds of drills that they do, the size-speed ratios, that to me, that some maybe a guy who's an above-average receiver right now would have come across, if that guy had a time machine, he would have walked out to a practice field and people said, wow, this guy is special. I really think the position has evolved to that extent. Am I right?
The wide receiver position?
Yes.
I mean, the wide receiver position, there are some things that when you look at it, it depends on how you evaluate it. I know we try and say, hey, this guy's work ethic, the way they toe the sideline and drag their toes and all these things. It's all about what you coach and what you teach, because now defenses play a certain way that, you know, you have to have a player develop a certain way. When you look at players, and you say you get in the red zone, you can start naming guys that will dominate you in the red zone. I don't see necessarily that guy. I see guys who can make guys miss and maybe take it and have an opportunity to run to the end zone. But when you get down there, guys that you just go, you don't want this guy in the red zone. There are not many I can just point to right away and say that's the guy. When I look at guys and I say, look at the way they run their pattern, Antonio Brown, maybe Julio Jones, and maybe a few others that I see that I go, man, they're really crisp. They're really sharp. When you start talking about hands, like you saw with a guy like Chris Carter, and just was just real magical in terms of how they caught the ball, no matter where it was, with such ease. I understand what you're saying, but I think you can make a case both ways that it is more about that. But I don't know if these guys could deal with the physicality and the lack of protection mm-hmm. that was not given during that time, to where there's fearlessness going over the middle. Guys love being in the middle now.
Well, sure, they can. It's easier for them to look at, like, athletic and balletic when somebody's not able to take their head off of the same.
Oh, yeah, and when a guy can't come up to the line of scrimmage and basically open his arms and grab and maul you at the line, and you have to get off right now, I got to jab and get my hand off of you, you know, or I got to, you know, kind of stick you or try and get you in your chest right there and then kind of ride you. But, no, it wasn't like that. I mean, you could be physical with guys. So I think there's a case for why you can have those kind of receivers nowadays, because they don't have to deal with that type of craft either. But I'm not going to take a thing away from them. I think you have more athletic guys across the board and in depth than you would have had back then. And that's not just a receiver position. That's quarterback. That's running back. That's wide receiver, and even your lineman to a degree. You know,
fill us in on the trading one uniform for another program.
Yeah, so with trading one uniform for another is a great program that Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center has established to support our military vets as they're making a transition from their military life to back to civilian life. It gives them an opportunity to have a great running start at another career, another skill set that perhaps leads them down a path of being able to support themselves and their family long term. So we're proud to champion that program and be able to offer it. And for those that are interested in nominating a veteran, they have until December 11th to do that. And they can go to QLTrading1.com to do their nomination. And that's, again, QLTrading1 with the one spelled out. So that's just a big commitment that we've made for the men and women who've served us and helped keep us safe and sacrifice we have a tremendous organization like Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center that's willing to step up and accept that.
All right, the Quick Lane Bowl is going to feature the Duke Blue Devils and the Northern Illinois Huskies at Ford Field in Detroit at the end of the month. And Herman, it's always a treat. We thank you for joining us.
No, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's Herman Moore, the former Detroit Lions wide receiving great.
Terrific player. When we come back, Dan, I want to talk to you about Ryan Pace's progress or lack thereof before we get to It's On at the bottom of the hour. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
And this segment brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo this holiday season. Enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Bernstein and off on the Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Fred Hoiberg is obviously overmatched in some ways, but I've never thought he was the biggest problem with the Bulls. Organizationally, management was way above him. Now it's a talent thing. Like, they have no talent. You should be able to run offense in the last half of the fourth quarter. The guy's going to get some heat for it, I guess, but no one's paying attention.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. One of my former NFL coaches used to joke that he and his colleagues were just a bunch of PE majors coaching PE majors. It was a self-deprecating statement meant to convey that football isn't rocket science and that you get in trouble when you start overthinking it. The Browns have finally come to that realization with the firing of VP of Football Operations Sashi Brown, a Harvard alum whose metric-based philosophy over the last few years has been to strip down the roster, hoard picks, and maximize salary cap space. In essence, to tank. The problem is that in the NFL, unlike the NBA or MLB, the season is too short for abject futility, and fans, along with ownership, get antsy with sucking for too long. And it's been way too long for the Browns. Whoever owner Jimmy Haslam decides to bring in and take on the football operations and personnel side of his team better start thinking like a PE major. A bit more football and a little less Ivy League. I'm Tiki Barber.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yep, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically, my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog? Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg. According to Credit Card America, creditcard.card? Okay. American consumer debt has eclipsed $1 trillion. I assume it is creditcard.com. With the Fed's interest rate increases, American consumers are paying more every month in minimum credit card bills while damaging their credit scores. Home values continue to increase, and there's an outstanding chance you can refinance and eliminate your debt with Team Hochberg's debt elimination program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation of your debt and mortgage to determine if they can eliminate your debt with a cash-out refinance. So to participate in Team Hochberg's debt elimination program, call David now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg debt elimination program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars, and David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9 volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 or S8 Plus 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 or GS8 Plus, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. Savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan, Molly and Hanley have been killing it this last couple of weeks as we are mired in Bears, just stench. And Molly has been bringing up the fact that the progress or lack thereof can be attributed to Ryan Pace as well. If the only reason that you don't want Ryan Pace gone is because he drafted a quarterback and you got to see it out, is that a good enough reason? Look at the nest that he's built, or the nest that isn't there that he's tried to build over the last 3 years of draft picks. Are those 12 wins that we staple to John Fox, can you staple those to Ryan Pace as well?
Yeah, Danny Parkins and I did this pretty completely during transition yesterday. Okay. I think he and I are kind of like mind on this. But first of all, I think that cashiering another general manager right now just sends you into a football wilderness that you may never find your way
back.
But
what if the good one is waiting and the fact that it's against conventional thinking?
I don't think they'd
find him. But I'm saying, what if because it's against conventional wisdom that you choose to make another mistake by keeping a guy who, let's face it, I mean, it's the same for all the good stuff, for the Leonard Floyd draft and some of the other things. You got an entire draft with Kevin White and Jeremy Langford and Hronis Gersou that aren't on the team or are hurt.
if I thought they were looking for a general manager and avoiding hiring him to keep Ryan Pace, that would be different. But I'm not going to dissuade anybody from saying they want Ryan Pace fired. Okay, that's fine. You can. My belief is if Mitch Trubisky's good, everything's fine. If he's, it doesn't matter. If he's good, everything is fine. Everybody else, if he's a
is really, everything fine every, if he's
yes,
good?
Yes. If you have a
really?
Yeah. If you have a good quarterback, everything's fine.
We just talked to a Lions guy.
And there's enough good players on the defense.
We just talked to a Lions guy, though. Matt Stafford has been good for a while or decent enough for a while. You look at Matt Stafford's numbers, and everything isn't fine with
like
the Lions.
It's like Jay Cutler's numbers.
But I'm just talking about, do you trust him? You say if everything's good with Mitchell Trubisky, you're fine. Do you trust him to make sure that everything is fine around Mitchell Trubisky?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd trust anybody else either. But I also think that I'm going to give him a coach. I'm going to let the quarterback see if the quarterback's good, and I'll give him a coach. And if you want to fire him, you can fire him, and I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not saying that arguments to get rid of him are invalid. I'm not going to stand on a table and say Ryan Pace is getting a raw deal, or why are people wanting? What's happening is this is a product of having moved on from the certainty that we're firing John Fox. This is a timing issue because for fans, for everybody, for everybody, because it's obvious Fox is gone. And it's been obvious before the year started. We said this in Bourbonnais, that this year was all about the next coach, and this is John Fox's last year, and it was about, so we know that. I just think a lot of this is anger seeking its next outlet, which is the next up the masthead.
From the resume or the body of work that he has put forward in terms of drafting and acquisition so far, what do you think about what Ryan Pace has been able to do?
I don't know.
All you can do is...
The injuries have complicated everything for me.
Come on, Dan.
They have.
Come on.
I think Leonard Floyd's terrific.
That's fine. It's not one or the other. You can think he's terrific, but you can also look at an entire draft where they told you that Jeremy Langford was going to be they let Matt Forte go because he was the next guy. The Kevin White thing, unfortunate, but you're still not getting what you need out of that pick. I mean, there are a lot of things here. The Pernell McPhee signing. I mean, the Mike Glennon signing. Let's keep it funky.
But remember how we were talking about this defense earlier in the season.
Just because we hate John Fox, that Ryan Pace is supposed to be all good either, though.
He's not.
It's not about seeking the next victim. I'm just saying, look, all you're doing, you've handed me a plate of poo and saying, hey, wait till we heat this up, though. It's really going to taste good.
Nobody's all good, and I will not jump up and down a table and defend Ryan Pace.
I got you.
I just wouldn't fire him yet.
What do you? Okay. All right.
Unless I had some guy that I thought this guy's definitely smarter and definitely better and definitely going
to
have a better...
I'm not saying fire him, but he doesn't get to stiff arm, I won't say stiff arm, but separate himself from John Fox, I think, as much as people are allowing himself to be separated from him.
Well, it's not so much separating himself from Fox, it's going to be stapling himself to Trubisky and the next coach.
And that's where we get into the what do you think of him now, because I think that you can look at some evidence of some things and say, hey, do you trust, even if this kid is good? And hell, that's not a guarantee either. There's some people think that he's regressed.
He might be bad.
Do you trust that if he's good, this is the guy for the last 3 years to build the nest around him? He was supposed to drop him in a nest ready. 3 years worth of draft picks? We're going on to the fourth draft now. The fourth. Like, after a while, I need to see more than a guy who plays outside linebacker who gets to the quarterback occasionally from four drafts.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you.
I
just think because of where the Bears are and what they've gone through, that you would take, you're inviting so much more uncertainty, and they have a proven difficulty in hiring somebody to replace him. I mean, you might as well forget it at this point. If you screw up one and you fire everybody, and you screw this one, you fire everybody, and Mayor Ginny is still alive and still angry and still smashing people around upstairs in the manse. I mean, I'm just not quite sure what you're in the business for if you're getting ready to fire absolutely everybody again.
I just question some evaluation things, and I think it's okay to do so.
Scoreboard update.
Good banter, guys. From the Chicago Wolves update.
You are just.
What? I'm serious.
That's HJ.
No, it's good when you guys, because you guys don't disagree a lot. So when you do, I like it. You know,
I'm not disagreeing with him, though.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Yeah, we don't put up phony callers either.
If he's firing Ryan Pace, I'm not firing him yet.
See,
yeah.
There you go. It's a disagreement, technically. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Give the gift of Wolves hockey. Take advantage of optimum flexibility along with great holiday savings. Tickets, merchandise, and savings are included starting at $12.20 per ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for a holiday pack. Hot Stove League heating up. Cubs signed right-hander Tyler Chatwood today. The right-handed starter will sign a three-year deal worth $38 million. 27-year-old threw 147 innings for the Colorado Rockies last season. Also, Dee Gordon has been traded from Miami to Seattle. The Marlins will receive three prospects, and Gordon will play center field for the Mariners. To football, the Bears were back at practice today. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Adrian Amos, Josh Bellamy did not participate. Bears in Cincinnati Sunday to face the Bengals. Big NFC South implications as Atlanta hosts New Orleans tonight. You can catch that game here on The Score. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock. And in hockey, the Blackhawks have placed Tanner Caro on waivers. Vinny Hinostroza likely to get called up from Rockford to replace Caro on the roster. Join the Bernstein and Goff Show with Bud Light tomorrow from 1 to 6 at another Round Bar and Grill located at 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove. Come see the broadcast, enjoy Bud Light specials, and pick up some Score swag. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's four stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Tonight for me, it'll be Lakers versus 76ers. Anytime Lonzo Ball has to stare down Joel Embiid, I'm for it. I'm with it. And it's the national game tonight, TNT game. It's a light slate of NBA basketball tonight. There's only four games. Rockets Jazz will be the second part of that TNT broadcast.
And Rudy Gobert is back.
Yeah, the Stifle Tower. And Nico is going to come back tomorrow, so I'll be checking out for any Nico news tonight. But yeah, it'll be basketball for me tonight. It's Thursday, right? So
yeah, but Saints-Falcons, you said was
It's the biggest rivalry in the NFC South. I forgot about them Falcons against the Aints. So yeah, I'll be checking that out as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Just and This Is Us happens tonight as well, so at some point I'll be crying.
Because someone's forcing you to watch This Is Us.
I don't even know if it's forcing at this point.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've kind of sunk my teeth in the show. I've watched a couple episodes with the lady. I feel like it's a good chance for us to go through all those emotions that Jim Valvano wanted us to go through. Remember when he was like, I want you to cry and laugh and have a full day and all those things? If you can do all those things in a day, then you had a hell of a day. Well, damn it, when This Is Us is on, you get a little misty. You know, want to know how the dad died. That's the whole thing of the show. They go backwards. You know, you know that the father died.
Killed Laura Palmer and Twin Peaks?
I don't know if it's quite like that, but I'm thinking it was a fire. I'm thinking the guy died in a fire because he was
chasing a rabbit. He got out of his car to save a rabbit.
Butt naked. Best season finale ever.
Butt naked with a rifle and a skin-colored thong.
Yeah, right? Ranting about the lizard people.
God bless those police officers, man. If you didn't hear earlier, check out the podcast.
But the truth is, that's most police officers.
Yeah.
Are not just walking up looking for a reason to shoot people. They give you every chance. I mean, it does sound.
They give you every chance not to get shot. Well, that's what it was.
They don't
want to
shoot. They don't want to shoot you. I mean, some do, right? Depending on the situation.
Shout out to all my police officers out there. I appreciate every single one of you. Don't pull me over.
Everyone's saying This Is Us was on Tuesday.
Oh, was it? Oh, I got it on DVR. We didn't get a chance to watch it then. Screw you. Kiss my ass. How about that? And print it.
Wait, you're kissing your ass and printing your ass, or printing the news that one is?
If I was printing my ass, I'd be working for the other station and be a former quarterback.
Remember? That too. Yep. The pictures of the
How do you Xerox that?
Times,
like, how do you get the right angle on that?
That one?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Guys.
My ass. What are you gonna watch?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch football.
Stop
I'm gonna watch
outsourcing.
I'm gonna
the
watch
damn
basketball. But you're gonna make fun of me because I always say it. You know, I gotta pick him up from hockey, so it complicates things. It depends what's on at the rink when I go to pick him up.
He's gotta get a car, man. Like, you gotta go ahead and just buy him a ride.
Hey, she's in driver's ed.
Why don't you have her take him?
Well, she is going to Jingle Bash tonight, so that's big.
There's always a bash.
She's been waiting for the. She and three friends are.
That's tonight we're
taking in Taylor Swift out at. It's our friends at B96 who put on Jingle Bash at Allstate Arena.
Nice. Taylor Swift doing Taylor Swift raking in the dough again. She's got number one hit, number one album. Can't stop her. She's a machine.
She's critic-proof, too, because this was not a particularly well-reviewed album.
Well, I mean, once you got your fan base, you're good to go. The only person that I know left the flock is our guy, Nick Chepkowski, over there.
That concert was... Yeah,
he didn't want to be preached to by the
that
young lady.
Just sing the songs, woman.
Let's go! Wow. Ron Franklin over here.
You don't need to tell me that I got out of bed and felt fat this morning. I don't need your motivational tactics, Taylor. Just get to the songs. Let's go here.
You want to add a tux?
There are way too many. I will say this about the one Taylor Swift concert experience.
Here we go. This is a...
Was that there were way too many moms trying to live vicariously through their daughters. Well, it was so awkward.
Momming is about
so awkward.
You take your daughter and that's how you bond. When you have a little guy, you will be dadding the same way. When he wants to go to some concert, yeah. And you're like, all right, I'll listen to
the
CD.
Notre Dame game.
Yeah, well, I've never been to a Notre Dame game. I only go
I haven't either.
Hey, yeah, I only go to
show trip? Next year, September, Notre Dame, Michigan.
See, I when my Irish are still good.
Got Joe Montana Hill over here.
He waited too long. He was gonna jump on the old bandwagon and the boys from the U.
Oh, he got in that week.
Hold on. I will say though, to Shep's credit, there is some truth about the mother daughter concert thing that's different than the father son concert thing. Like, you know, I take him to AC/DC and we're just, you know, jumping up and down screaming mm-hmm. the whole thing and it's just
mom's getting gussied up and dressing like a little younger than they're supposed to.
There's a different vibe. I know what he's getting at. It's not quite the same. I was just trying to make sure he kept his earplugs in.
Oh.
Because he kept trying to take them out in the middle of Hell's Bells. I'm like, no, you leave those in. Otherwise, bad things. You're going to end up like Malcolm Young, and you'll be demented and dead.
No, yeah. So Taylor Swift tonight for the Bernstein family. What do you got, Shep?
She's going.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to hear about it when they come back from the concert, right?
No.
Why not? You're not going to check in on how your daughter.
Who's picking her and her friends up?
I'm going to be asleep.
What, who's
Dan's too big to drive out the Rosemont.
I picked them up last year.
So mom's
it's
doing it this year?
It's not my turn. Yeah,
so you don't want to know how the concert was?
I know where the concert is. It's
fine. It was so great. Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
You're sharing the joy with your daughter.
No, you don't know my daughter, Chef. How was it? Fine.
That sucked.
She keeps it moving.
Comes back with my rant tonight.
How was it? Fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
She's good.
It was fine.
Yeah. I like Zoe.
You want to tell me any more? No.
It is. Well, she doesn't like you like everybody else does. All right, what do you got tonight, Shep?
I'll check out the NFL game. Greatest rivalry in the NFC South.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But it is Pearl Harbor Day, so I always check out the History Channel on this day. They're doing a special on mm-hmm. Survivors Remember. And, I mean, it's crazy to think, like 75, 76 years now, how old some of these guys are that are going to be telling stories from the last, I don't know when this was recorded, but obviously firsthand accounts of that. I'm always a sucker
History
for
Channel?
Those. History Channel, yep.
All right. Good deal. Tanny?
7 o'clock, AMC, is a movie that it's clinically proven you cannot look away when it's on. And that would be No Country for Old Men on AMC tonight.
What
7
time?
O'clock. 7 o'clock. That's
so perfect.
Lines right up for you.
Well, if you
want to get sucked in by that tonight.
If you have Xfinity, it's on demand at any point.
Well, yeah, really, you can watch it, you know, a lot of places anytime you want. But when it's on TV with the commercials, something about just sitting
it lets you walk away for a little bit, back to it. Yeah, no.
It's so good.
It's a terrific movie.
It's so painfully good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out why on my Xfinity app here, it says moviegoers gave it 86%.
Well,
which
there's
is
always
not
some
high
idiot.
Enough.
Yeah, there's always some
a lot of moviegoers are stupid. That's
very true.
Why.
Very true.
I mean, the scenes with Barry Corbin in that isolated shanty are just the pauses in there. The way the how well acted it is. The it's not.
Harrelson
just,
was ridiculously good, and Bardem is awesome.
The silences. The way that movie uses the moments when nobody says anything.
And then the end where they pull up to the hotel and they're like, oh yeah, a shootout just happened here. Like it was
makes you feel like you're living at the pace that the characters are living their lives.
Yes, yes, it's a terrific movie. So we got things happening this evening. Man, Taylor Swift is in town. Jay-Z was just in town. Taylor Swift is in town the next day. This
segment brought to you by
quite the happening city here in City Beautiful, Chicago.
24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. We finally are going to get to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes. He's on for an hour before the football game. Mm-hmm. So we'll transition next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think at this point the Bears look like they're going to lose out. They really don't look like a team that's going to win any games.
Although Trubisky looked beaten yesterday again today.
The Bulls will win a game before the Bears win a game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Busy times are these holiday times, with all kinds of stuff on your to-do list. And I know one of these errands is going to the post office. And then you think about it, you go, ugh. I don't know if I have time. It's full of people sending holiday cards and gifts. How am I going to work around this? Easy with Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips. You print postage any day, anytime, 24/7. Stamps.com is always open. You are buying and printing official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail, and you're using your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. What could be easier? They send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage, and Stamps.com helps you decide the best class of mail every time. Right now, you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes this, a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. So there's no reason not to try this. You go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. That's Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora gifts. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, and more. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
At Walgreens and Duane Reade, you can trust we've got you covered for any surprise the season brings.
Even if I run out of wrapping paper?
Yeah, you're good.
What if I forget the hostess gift?
We've got something for everyone on your list.
Okay, let's just say hypothetically my in-laws show up unannounced 2 days before Christmas for the third year in a row.
We have eggnog?
Pop over to Walgreens and Duane Reade and find just what you need just in time to be holiday ready. Now with card, Ghirardelli bars are 2 for $5 or $2.99 each, valid through 12/31.
Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9 volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. US only. Right now at the Home Depot, get free shipping on Duracell batteries, AA, AAA, 9 volt, whatever you need. Order them up and we'll ship them for free. With holiday savings, pros know this is the best time of year to save on everything for the job. And right now, that includes extra savings on the number one trusted battery brand, Duracell. It's one more way we're bringing power to the pro with free shipping on Duracell batteries, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. US only.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Air Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know what that music means, right?
I do. It's brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken, all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. And transitions brought to you by Web Ford for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Web Ford in Highland, Indiana.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up, boys?
Can't call it, man. What's up with you?
I was listening to you guys Monday. I've been holding on to this since Monday. And I think we like ran out of time or something. Or maybe it was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. When you guys were talking about football and how you feel about watching football and all the stuff that went on in the Monday night game. Yeah, so it was Tuesday. You know what it made me think of? It made me think of the last 5 minutes of the movie Rollerball. The original, not the bad one with LL Cool J,
James Caan.
I saw that.
The original with James Caan as they decide that it's going to be a death match, and there are all these dead people on the rink, and the crowd is completely silent. Then he scores, you know, he makes his defining moment, mm-hmm. score, and then the crowd starts chanting. Like they took their few minutes to go, well, wait, right. What is this?
Right.
This is not what we signed up for. We signed up for this level of violence, not this level of violence. And then they quickly are like, you know what?
All right.
Fine. If this is the way that it's going to be, that movie is, as a sci-fi fan, like that dystopian view of the future, like I love stuff like that. And there's a lot that can be learned from, what was that movie in 1975. 75.
Interestingly, it's the same year as Slapshot. And almost on a parallel track, you had the climactic moment of Slapshot taking it in the very similar kind of thing in a different direction. And it was about
more farce.
It was about the same response to violence and the owner, you know, you're blowing it. That's how they want us. Eddie Shore, screw Eddie Shore. And they're punching. And they were the Charlestown Chiefs. And that's what they did. And it was all about that. And the fans are going crazy. And then Ned Braden decides, okay, they play the stripper and they end up by forfeit. Winning and the fans are forced to cope with the fact, like, what is he doing? What's going on? Wait a sec. We won the championship. It's funny. I never thought of this before. I never thought of the parallels through the climactic scene in Rollerball and Slapshot
out the same year.
Yeah, walked me right to that.
We just wrote some kid's thesis. Like, that just happened. Like, there's some kid that was like, there's some kid in Arlington Heights where now it's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, thank you, fellas. Guys. You're going to hit the podcast, you know, tape it on your phone, you know, lo-fi, and then all of a sudden hand it in.
That's right. And it's all good.
Oh, damn it. No, I'm wrong. Slapshot, I thought it was 75. It's 77.
Damn you, Dan Bernstein. You just ruined everything. You always ruin things.
You still write the thesis. It still works.
Jay, great shirt. I have Big Hurt Baseball on the SNES that I got.
Yeah, you did purchase one of those joints. Yeah, the smaller one, right? Yeah.
Yes, 300 games on it. It's magnificent. If I have people over for Wild Card Saturday or Sunday, that will be in another room. We'll make sure that we got that going on in another room. I was telling Tanny that I was living my best life yesterday. Like, I heard a little bit of the show yesterday, and since, you know, I was calling DePaul and the game wasn't until 8 o'clock, right. I really didn't have a lot to do. So I popped on one of Tanny's mixes from his SoundCloud. So 90 minutes, just pure hip hop, right? And I hit up the SNES.
Oh no!
Went to the comic book store.
Wayback Machine.
And finished the afternoon.
Let me guess,
off.
Harold's has to be involved.
Popeyes.
Here.
I went Popeyes yesterday.
Right. Had yourself a 94 kind of afternoon.
You best believe it. It was so great, and I was just sitting there. I was like, man, and it was like 4:30.
Life
was
so much different.
I was like, things are not that bad.
No, oh, dude. Whenever you catch one of those pockets where you're like, you know what, things are all right. Enjoy that.
I will say
enjoy that. Let it wash over you.
The Mike Tyson's Punch Out itself is racist, but
one of the most racist video games.
Super Punch Out might be more racist.
I don't know if I played that.
Super Punch Out has a boxer from Jamaica named Bob Charlie.
Well, and of course, why not?
Lively up yourself, man.
And his whole thing, like in between rounds, he's like talking to you about you got to catch the rhythm, and if you don't catch the rhythm, like.
Do you remember the game? So it's like wrestling.
Yes.
Do you remember the game Matt Mania?
Yes. It actually might be on the NES.
Okay, Matt. It was a professional wrestling game. There was a Hogan type character that was known as Golden Hulk, and there was another guy with like the Lucha Libre mask on. Mm-hmm. The black guy is named Coco Savage.
Well,
yeah.
Well, coming out with a new album this weekend, by the way.
Well, Kamala, right? Kamala,
I guess that's
the Ugandan giant?
Yeah. And I believe he was from, like, Detroit or something.
Eating live
like
animals
that.
For you, face paint. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Whatever white Southerners needed to make themselves feel better about.
Let's remember, Big Boss Man was a sheriff from Cobb County, Georgia, and his whole thing was
beating you.
I'm a racist sheriff from Cobb County, Georgia.
Like Buford T. Pusser.
Yes. Oh,
HBO actually has an Andre the Giant documentary coming out.
No, so I'm down for that.
An hour-long thing about the phenomenon that he was when he came to this country and his acting career and all that and the trials and tribulations of his life. I'm looking forward
to it. I'm sorry, Inigo. Perhaps I jogged too hard.
Right. Dude, you think about what Andre the Giant was in the 80s? Like, yeah, Ric Flair was awesome, but that thing, it was like, that was the eighth wonder of the world.
Remember
but,
when Big Show showed up? And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's
like,
a bigger person. Another one. His heart is only 8 pounds, too.
Thanks to our guests today,
sorry.
Porter Moser, Pete Futek, Matt Miller, and Herman Moore, our video director, Brian Gertz.
As many of you know, Everson Griffin is good. He had a couple of sacks of Matthew Stafford, which is not so rare because he's a sack machine.
Sack machine.
No way!
Great pull, Tanny. All right. Want to thank anybody else who didn't come to work today?
Yeah, Nick Shipkowski.
His continuation in college, so it's the 16 foul, side out.
So not only do you hate my grandchildren, you don't believe in evolution. You don't
I think
believe.
There should be continuation in college.
Called him out on
yes,
it.
Yes, he did.
Nice.
Oh, the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
Brady, shut the f*** up!
I need that to be my ringtone. All right, for Gertz and Shep and Tanny and my man Dan B, Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
As little as $20 a month can provide foodinfo.org.
Stop worrying about gifts and trying to figure everything out. I've got it for you. I've got the solution. Just go to omahasteaks.com and check out the family gift pack as a gift. And for yourself, it's going to solve all kinds of problems. It may even regrow your hair. I'm not sure, and I just think it's a possibility. And I'm not a doctor, but I play one when I'm trying to sell you meat. Omaha Steaks has a giant box of meat for you for a very, very low price. You say, well, wait a second, Bernstein, $49.99 for the family gift pack. It sounds like a lot. Well, here's the deal. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B in the search bar, and you get 75% off, and then you see everything that's included in this fabulous package that will soon be headed your way with just a couple of keystrokes. You get 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in 4 additional kielbasas free. It's a lot of sausage. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It is the gift guaranteed to be.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora. Jared is the place to discover the entire world of Pandora. And right now, you can save 35% off selected Pandora.